The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I want to talk to you about a founding principle today. I want to talk to you about something that I think is critical. But before I get to my answer, I want to ask you a question. It's just something to think about if you have a few minutes over the next few days. Just close your eyes and go to a quiet place and just say, what is the foundation of my life? What is the foundational principles a lot of my life is built upon? What is the one argument or two arguments that a lot of your discussions come back to? Whether it's about economics, whether it's about freedom, whether it's about government, they always come back to this point, this core foundational principle. For me, I'll give you my answer. A lot of my arguments, and even if I don't say it, it comes back to this, you know, I indirectly say it. It's an American principle in your Declaration of Independence, and it's also a principle of my faith. In American sense, these are the words you'll know. All men are created equal. In a spiritual sense, we are all God's children. We are all special. I think that's something we need to discuss. Because right now, how many people think everyone is created equal? And bear in mind, I said created equal. How many people actually want to achieve it? Do we even want to achieve that stature of life anymore? Before we ask some more questions about this, I want to share an analogy with you, because if you followed this show a long time, one of the things you know I try and do is I try and break down world history in very simple terms. In the history of the world, if I was to describe it in one word or in one way, it would be the analogy of chess. You ever play chess? That is the history of the world. For those who don't play chess, let me explain. Chess is a game where you have two sets of people opposing each other. One's white and one's black. It's not necessarily a race, it's just that's the colour of the pieces. This is not some type of racism or covert racism in this show, because you never know what people talk about today. Each set is an army. They want to defeat the other side. And each side in the game of chess has the exact same pieces. You have two castles, two rooks, two bishops, a king, a queen, and eight pawns. The idea of chess is to defeat your enemy. It's to kill them in some way. The thing about chess is that people don't like is that different pieces move different ways. So let me give you an example. A pawn can only move forwards and one step at a time. A bishop can move as many spaces as it wants in a diagonal fashion, once nothing is blocking it. A queen can move forwards, backwards, sideways, diagonals, as many spaces as she wants, as long as nothing is blocking it. If you understand chess, the idea is to defeat your opponent and win by checkmate. But there's also a scoring system in chess. So a pawn is worth 1 point. A bishop or a rook is worth 3. A castle is worth 5. And a queen is worth 9. This is the history of the world. What we are saying in this analogy, the way I see the history of the world in a very simplistic way, is one set of people can only do one thing. You can only be a pawn. You're born a pawn, you are a pawn for your life, you'll die a pawn. You never change. There's no upward mobility. There's no sideways mobility. A knight will always be a knight. A bishop will always be a bishop. And we also have kings and queens, and we have to do everything we can to protect them. We always have our guardians, and they are somehow more noble, better than us. But we also have, if you've played chess, you'll understand the strategy. There's many strategies in chess to win. But if you ask a chess player, hey, look, will you sacrifice your pawn to get my bishop? Absolutely. Will you sacrifice your bishop to get my castle? Absolutely. Will you sacrifice your castle to get my queen? Yep. We sacrifice, or those in power, will always sacrifice others for what they perceive as the greater good. How many people, can you make an argument for all being created equal in the game of chess? Because they're not. That is the history of the world. Obviously, the names and the roles change. For those who are going, well, I get the king and queen reference, John, but what's the other reference? You know, who's the bishop and who's the rook and who's the castle in the world? Well, we've always had professions that were deemed more noble. You still have this in a lot of cultures. In some cultures, a priest is more noble and better than, you know, a construction worker. You know, a lawyer or doctor is better than a brickie. You know, a doctor or a GP is better than a cab driver. And society influences them. But you also have the class system. You have your upper class or your rich, your middle class and your poor. We don't ever focus in on who's created equal. One of the problems I see a lot of people struggling with this identity is we're all created equal. But we're not, John. I can hit a golf ball further than you. I'm fitter than you. I can run a mile quicker than you. Uh-huh. Well, John, you're better than me. You're a better public speaker than me. I couldn't do what you do. I couldn't speak. Okay. That doesn't change our equality. We all have different gifts and talents. We all use them in different ways, for good, for bad, or maybe not at all. We have different attributes that make us unique. I might be able to speak better than you. You might be able to write better than me. You might be smarter than me. I might know more about American Constitution than you. You might know more than the American Civil War than me. That doesn't matter. There are different skills, attributes, and talents. It doesn't change our equality because we are all created equal. And what does created equal mean? Well, for me, it always boils down to what the American founding father said. You're created equal and you have certain rights. You have a right to life. You have a right to liberty. The original writing was you have a right to property. It was changed to the right to pursue your happiness. They are the same regardless of where we come from, regardless of our skills. It's not the rich that get this. It's not the poor that get this. It's not the middle class that gets this. It's not the sports athlete that get these. Everyone gets them because they are from God. We are all created equal. For those who want a scriptural reference, I'd share the story with you about the person who got one talent, the person who got two talents, and the person who got 10 talents. They got different talents. They used them in different ways, but they were all created equal. They didn't have more rights or less rights than the other. That is the great thing about the founding fathers. They knew we were created different and individualistic, and we would have different talents. But they said we are all created equal, and we have these rights, which I just listed in the Declaration of Independence. But then they went further with your Bill of Rights. So many other times in history, like the Magna Carta, it speaks about all being created equal, but it doesn't really mean all. It only means a fraction of society. All free men are created equal. But if you're a peasant or a slave, you're not a free man. You're not equal to anyone. You look at the class system in England and around the world. Again, there are many different classes, but let's just keep it simple. There are three, lower, upper, and middle. The lower person has no one to look down on. He's just looked down on by everyone. The person in the middle class looks down on the lower class, but is not as superior as the upper class. And the upper class just looks down on everyone. I'm better than you. I'm upper class. Oh, I'm so upper class. Oh, you peasants. No, we're all created equal, pal. I would ask you today, have we ever achieved all men are been created equal? Have we ever achieved it? I don't think we have. And being honest with you, I don't think we ever will. Because human interest is so unique. But I'll ask you another question. Do we actually want to? Who are the people in society today? And this is not just an American thing. This is a worldwide thing. Who are the people today? Who are the leaders today who actually want equality? Who actually want to share a message that we are all created equal? There's a large chunk of America that claims to be Christian. There is a large chunk of Europe that claims to be Christian. Who actually wants to talk about equality? That we are all created equal? Or have we just bought into man's arguments of how we're different? Because look at the arguments today. Again, this is not about America, this is about the world. Look at the arguments that we're seeing, the old enemies from the past rise up. We have the white supremacists, the KKK, the neo-Nazis. Well, we're white. We're better than everyone else. We were here first. Look at all the good white people have done. Uh-huh. Wonderful. In other parts, you have black power. Hey, whitey, you've had your go. It's our turn now. You screwed this planet up. We're going to fix it. You've ruled for all these hundreds of years. It's our turn now. Why is it your turn? Because I'm black and you're white. Okay. Look at the feminism movement in parts. The radical feminism movement. The radical movement of, hey, man, you've had your turn of power. It's our turn now. It's women's power. You know what's funny and kind of is also very tragically sad about our world? You know who the, you know one of the common traits the biggest bullies have? Usually. The biggest trait they have is they were all bullied at some point in their past. Now, maybe this is just my brain and I'm just wired differently. I'm like, woohoo, cuckoo, cuckoo, woohoo. But if you've been through bullying and you've been bullied, logic in my brain says the last thing, if you've gone through horrific bullying and it's really painful, the last thing you really want is to have someone else go through that. But human nature and human experience says, no, if I've been bullied, I'm going to bully someone else. I'm going to have someone else feel my misery. I've read the stories, many, many stories, about what slaves went through. What black people went through in America. It is horrific. It's horrific around the world. There is nothing that said, that makes me go, well, that was okay. It's horrific. But slavery is not an American problem. It isn't even an African-American whitey problem, quote unquote. It's the history of the world. The first slaves were Jews. They weren't based on race, they were based on their religion. But even that doesn't matter in the sense of man wants to control other men. Because we don't believe in all men being created equal. We want to practice the chess pieces. I'm better than you. You're only a pawn. It doesn't matter why I say you're a pawn. I could say you're a pawn and useless and worthless and should be sacrificed because you're black. Because you're white. Because of your sexuality. Because of your gender. It doesn't matter why. It's the fact that no one has that right to declare you have no worth. Look at some of your election promises from everyone on the quote-unquote Republican Party to the Democratic Party to everyone in between. They all say a version of this statement. The success of the American economy is when there is a strong, healthy, vibrant middle class. Is that promoting all men being created equal or is that just saying one class is more important than the others? What about the rich? Ah, screw the rich. They can look after themselves. They're only a bunch of greedy millionaires and billionaires. What about the poor? There's a safety net. But the middle class is where all the action's at. We need a strong, growing, vibrant middle class. Look at the arguments today about abortion. Pro-choice. I'm more important than this blob of cells. I'm more important. I have a right to control my body. I'm more important than that bunch of cells. That bunch of cells, that could be anything really. You know, can you imagine the headlines if that was actually true? That bunch of cells in a woman's tummy, that could be anything really. Can you imagine the headlines if that was actually true? Woman gave birth to a pineapple today. That'd be hilarious. Woman gave birth. Woman was pregnant. Woman went to hospital. Woman gave birth to a banana. Wow, what a story that would be. I'd say she'd be shocked. Huh, a banana? Or maybe a woman gave birth to a dog. Doesn't work that way. It's not a bunch of cells. It is a life. It's a precious life. And even the left, quote unquote, get this. Do you remember last year? Or maybe it's a bit longer. I'm crap at time. Remember last year when Beyonce was pregnant? Or 2 years ago? They were doing all these photo shoots and how great she looked and how maternal she looked. And she just had this glow about her. It's amazing. We want it. We love it. We don't want it. It's only a bunch of cells. Get rid of it. Who wants all men been created equal? Since this week, earlier this week, you celebrated Martin Luther King. You celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King. Everyone always seems to forget the first word. Everyone always seems to drop the reverend part. Why was he so successful? We've discussed this in the past. Why was he so successful? Because he wasn't about black power and black getting their turn to run and destroying old whitey. He could have easily done that. Could have been justified in doing that if you witness and read some of the stuff he went through. But he wasn't. He was about, let's judge a man by the content of his character, not the colour of his skin. Who really wants that today? And bear in mind, just something to put in mind, I don't want to talk about this too much because it's not my thing, but what are we teaching our kids and our grandkids? But also, what are we teaching artificial intelligence? We're not teaching them all being created equal. There's a pecking order. You are worth a certain amount of points. You're worth a certain amount of points. You're worth a certain amount of points. Which world do we want to live in? What America do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a world where we are all created equal? And we all have certain rights? Or a certain subpart of society says, I'm better than you. I have more rights than you. I have more power than you. I can control you. And for those listening, they're kind of going, well, you know, because I had this said to me a while, I think it was last year sometime. Well, the only reason you ever talk about equality is you know whitey's reign is over, Jan, and you're white. I'm like, wow, good. That was great insight. You're white. Really? On a side note, am I really white? Have you ever seen pictures of me? I look at me, I'm more cream beige. I'm not white. But that's just a side point. You know what time is over. So all of a sudden, you're just doing this to talk about, you know, equality because you know your time is up and whitey's time is up. And now all of a sudden, because you know your time is up, you think you can get us to negotiate with you. No. If white supremacists came and went, you know what, we're white, we're better than everyone else, and you're John, you're white, you're Willis, you're better than those people, I'd be the first one going, no, I'm not. I'm the exact same as them. Because here's the thing, my color does not define me. I'm not. My being white does not define me at all. At all. What does define me is who I am, what I believe, my Christianity, and my belief. My core belief that we are all created equal. Who really wants to live in this world? And since Americans love destiny and love fulfilling promises, will we be the generation or will we live in a world that we finally fulfill Martin Luther King's promise, the Reverend Martin Luther King's promise, where we are all created equal and we judge a man by the content of his character, where we can all finally say we are free, free, free at last? Will we follow in those footsteps, or will we continue in the human condition, the human legacy of chess, where we pick and choose whose life is valuable or what value they have, or define who they are and what they can do? The choice is clear. Do you want to dream and let everyone fulfill their own promise? Or do you want to control people and say we are different on any set of characteristics? That is the choice we have. You have as Americans, I have as an Irishman, and the world has. Let us be the generation that says, let's get rid of all these labels. And let us fight for a fundamental right of all being created equal. When we come back, the question is, name the place with the most ideas on earth. Thank you, and hope you enjoyed this short clip from last week's show. If you want more content based around America being an exceptional idea, eternal principles, and searching for self-evident truths, then please subscribe to my show called Freedom's Disciple, which is available for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher.